Hello, Bruce.
Hello, Bruce.
Hello, Bruce.
Hi there, Bruce.
Hi there, Bruce.
Hello, Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, and what's your name?
It's Charlie.
Do you mind if we call you Bruce? It will make things a lot easier around here.
Mad Brad's Rock and Roll Psycho Circus.
Turn it up! Oh yeah, we're back. This is Act 3 of Magic Carpet Ride. And turn up that radio. Bob Seger coming up with Jerry Rafferty. And Paul Simon, still in this half hour. This is crazy, radical, freaked out, mad, psychotic, Brad. And you are listening to the Rock and Roll Psycho Circus. And we are bringing crazy back.
moonlight.
Your moonlight, maniac.
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am.
All right, I need to interrupt you. This is a special dedication from me for Nikki, my sweetheart. I know you'll enjoy this. I know you love a Bob Seger. So from me, for you, my earth angel, do enjoy it.
There I go.
Ah. Oh yeah, turn the page.
Well, you walk into a restaurant strung out from the road, and you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold. You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talk, other times you can. All the same old cliches, is that a woman or a man? And you always seem outnumbered, you don't dare make a stand. Here I am, on the road again. There I am, up on the stage. Here I go, playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Out there in the spotlight, you're a million miles away. Every ounce of energy you try to give away. As the sweat pulls out your body like the music that you play. Later in the evening, as you lie awake in bed, with the echoes from the amplifiers ringing in your head, you smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said. Ah, here I am, on the road again. There I am, up on the stage. Here I go, playing the star again. There I go, turn the page.
Maniac.
walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Just a beer belly, beer belly. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Daddy.
Some awesome Paul Simon, of course, from Simon and Garfunkel. And yeah, one wonders when you look at Garfunkel. And yeah, I don't think he has dreams. He watches movies. All right, crazy stuff. Paul Simon, of course, with some good stuff there. And yeah, starting us off, of course, Turn Up the Radio with Autograph. And Autograph formed in the early 80s by vocalist guitarist Steve Prudenkett and guitarist Steve Lynch, bassist Randy Rand, and a keyboard player Stephen Isham, and of course a drummer Kenny Richards. Autograph released their debut album Sign In Please in 1984, and despite scoring a massive MTV hit with their very first single, Turn Up the Radio, it wasn't enough. By the time they released the following year's disappointing This Is The Stuff, Autograph seemed to have got lost in the glut of bands that were suddenly on the music scene, each trying to outdo each other. And 1987's Loud and Clear album showed improvement, but arrived too late to save the band, which split up soon after. And a posthumous collection of outtakes called Missing Pieces was released a decade later. Yeah, some autograph starting off the three play there. Turn up the page, of course, going out to Nikki from Meme Brad. And I hope you enjoyed that cut from Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. And, of course, bringing us into the speech window was our great Paul Simon. And, the video he did with, of course, Chevy Chase. Some awesome comedy stuff going on there. So coming up in the show is we have got some Jerry Rafferty and still the version of House of the Rising Sun with Eric Burdon. And let's carry on with the music and get a little bit more crazy. Some good saxophone work here from Jerry Rafferty. And he's doing it all on Baker Street. Here he is, Take It Away with Crazy Radical Freaked Out, Mad Brad and the Rock and Roll Psycho Circus. So, how are you feeling? You're a bit crazy yet? You gotta get crazy, man. With music like this, who cannot get crazy? Here he is, Jerry Rafferty.
Winding your way down on Baker Street, light in your head and dead on your feet. Well, another crazy day. You drink the night away and forget about everything. This city desert makes you feel so cold. It's got so many people, but it's got no soul. And it's taken you so long to find out you were wrong when you thought it held everything. You used to think that it was so easy. You used to say that it was so easy. But you're trying, you're trying.
Sun is shining.
your midnight man. Mad Brad, bringing crazy.
Guitar man. Then he comes to town, and you see and drifting miles and miles away, searching for the songs to play. Then you listen to the music and you like to sing along. You want to get the meaning out of each and every song. Then you find yourself a message and some words to call your own and take them home.
Three hits back to back there, of course, starting off with Baker Street, Cherry Rafferty, and then followed by A Bad Company, Rock and Roll a Fantasy. And yeah, I was lucky enough to see them at the 46664 concert a couple of years ago. Paul Rogers, of course, joined with Queen, and yeah, an awesome group, awesome music, man.
Then the lights begin to flicker and the sound is getting dim. The voice begins to falter and the crowds are getting thin. But he never seems to notice, he's just got to find another place to play.
Yeah, it was the 9th of March 1974 where Paul Rogers and drummer Sharon Kirkland, ex-members of Free, with guitarist Mick Rolfs and bassist Bob Burrell, make their debut as Bad Company at the City Hall in Newcastle upon Tyne, England. They are contracted to Island Records and in the UK, but will appear on Led Zeppelin's new Swan Song label in the US. Yeah, Bad Company, and taking us out of this quarter, of course, of the Magic Carpet Ride is none other than Bread with Guitar Man. We're going to be back with that version of The Animals, Eric Burden, and one or two good other pieces of rock. So, yeah, you come back and enjoy. I'll be here. Ha 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 ha!